Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Immune disease and cancer if you go on WebMD. It'll scare the hell out of you. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Are people still on hold to talk to us, Will?
Oh, you better believe it.
Good goddamn, let's talk to them.
Which one do you want?
Johnny. Oh, let's go to the OG first. Hello, Fritzy.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, Fritz. What up, brother?
I love that commercial. Italiano Insurance. Hey, buy our insurance or we're going to break your legs. Hey.
They said that?
No, but that's what I always think in my mind.
Jesus, dude.
But, yeah, I just want to say, man, you know, I had to go to Bradenton today for an eye appointment.
Oh.
Man, what a pain in the butt that drive down there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord.
Say, if it's a pain in the butt, you went to the wrong doctor. Oh, come on, boys. Fritz. Let's go. I'll be here all week, kids.
Let's do it.
Well, there's nobody closer. But, yeah, it just kind of blew.
Wait, so what's up with your eyes, man? You going to get your surgery finally?
Yeah, supposedly.
When?
You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm going through the motions, bros. You know, I mean.
Did Lori take you down there?
Huh?
Did Lori take you down there?
No, my sister did. Oh, and believe me.
Hell yeah.
I know. I tried to get out of it, but.
Oh, you didn't want to go?
No.
Why not?
Look, I have a phobia about sitting in a car.
Huh? You know, bitch.
Yeah, because when I was young, we lived in Europe, and the parents were like, we're going to go to Belgium, we're going to go to France, we're going to go to the Netherlands. It's like, no, I don't want to go.
What a spoiled brat.
Jesus.
No,
hey, Fritz, you know what I got to say to you? Check this out.
What? He's a bitch.
Okay. You're a bitch, though, for you.
Yeah.
That's you calling yourself a bitch.
That's right, bitch.
What do you think about that?
No, listen, man.
What?
You know, I'm sitting in the back of the car. It's like, hey, Dad, I got to pee. Well, you're going to have to wait. Hey, Dad, I'm hungry. Well, you're going to have to wait.
It's like a pain in the ass.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
I want to go back in time and whoop little baby Fritz's ass.
Yeah.
Little crybaby bitch.
At least your dad was
present. Well, I'm sorry, not baby. Little 10-year-old Fritz. Bend you over my knee, whoop that ass. Your dad's over there trying to be a present father and take you on a European vacation like Chevy Chase, and you're like, I got to go pee-pee. I'm going to Fritz.
Give him two black
actually,
eyes.
Actually, my dad was just out looking for whores.
Nice.
Yeah, but he brought his son with him. You know?
I didn't want to go.
Well, too bad, bitch. You go whoring with daddy.
That's what he said.
I wish my dad would have taken me whoring.
Yeah, me too.
God.
I didn't get to go whoring. I mean, I could have.
You just said your dad only took you out because he wanted whores.
Well, that's what it ended up to be for him at the end of the day. But
God,
I didn't want to go on these.
Will help!
I didn't want to go on these 2.5-week-long road trips.
What'd you want to do? Stay home and watch Gilligan's Island and subtitles?
Pretty much. And maybe hit my dad's bar.
Yeah, true that. Bet so.
You know, have my buddies over. Hey, dudes. Hey, look, you're some dream of whatever. Dip in, you know?
Yeah, you sound like a horrible kid.
Sound like a little brat, Fritz.
I hate young Fritz.
I was really good. I was a really good kid.
That's
not what
like
I've
it.
Heard.
You sound like a dickhead.
Yep, all reports. A little European
really?
Prick.
You sound like a jerk off. Yeah. Little
God,
brat.
If I had a time machine, dude, I'm not going back to kill Hitler. I'm going back to whoop Fritz.
Yeah. Two black eyes.
Oh, bitch.
What do you think about that?
My dad already did that, so you don't have to worry about it.
I bet he
did. I'll be right there with your dad. I'll be like, move over, Daddy Fritz.
Dummy, you can't say the F word. Fritz, how often have you been on the radio?
Now I hate grown-ups.
You guys brought out my ire.
I see that. My goodness, dropping F-bombs on the damn radio.
Well, I mean, you know, I just got tired of being smacked in the head and punched in the mouth one too many times, so I gave it to him back.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I regret it. Is
your dad dead? Did you kill him?
No. He lives in Queens. He might not even be alive anymore. I don't know.
Jeez.
But listen, I love you guys. And
how old was he when he beat you up? When you beat him up, how old was he?
Him?
Yeah,
when you beat his ass.
Well, I was 18. So he was probably in his late 30s.
Oh, okay, so what's it? Elderly abuse. Okay, I got you.
No, man. He was pretty spry. He was a Vietnam vet.
Saw some things.
No, and
jeez.
Yeah. I mean,
way to thank him for his service.
No kidding.
Well, I love the old man. We used to go fishing all the time, and but
whoring.
Well, now I see what he was married to, and may she rest in peace.
Did you beat her ass too?
No, of course not. I used to have to watch her, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was
about that.
A miserable family. It wasn't that bad, but jeez. Yeah, man, I mean, he gets tired of getting smacked up beside the head.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So all right. Hey, listen, well, I love you guys' show the best of all of them. I love every show.
We love you,
on the boat.
We love you, Fritz. We hate the kid version though.
Yeah.
That guy's a jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye, Grandpa Fritz.
Peace, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Swear to God. I ever meet baby Fritz, I'm whipping his ass on sight.
A little ungrateful, a little jerk off.
You know what I mean? Dad's just trying to go horn with him. Like, no wonder.
I wanted to go to Lisbon. You want to come, Fritz? No.
Hey, buddy, you want to go to Frankfurt and get some schnitzels? No. Oh, wow.
Ooh. That sounds exactly like
stay home and play Connect Four with my friends. Cause I'm a jack off. We still get another call.
Yeah,
through all that nonsense. All right. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can I help you?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say that I love the show, guys. I think you guys are incredibly entertaining and funny.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was wondering if maybe you ever considered, there's so much local comedy happening, so many comedians that are so funny. I just wondered if you ever considered maybe interviewing, like, local comics for a segment once a week or something, just to help, you know, get other people's names known that are so funny.
We used to have local comics on all the time before the pandemic, and we do get people back in, you know, but I agree. I do want to get more people in more often now that we have the doors open again, Will. I've been thinking about that a lot. And, yes, great recommendation, but nobody has ever supported local comedy more than the Johnny B Show. Nobody.
No, for sure. I agree. But I was just wondering. All right. Well, I appreciate
it. Is there a local comic you'd like to hear on our show?
There's many. J.J. Curry, John Jacobs.
Oh. Well, John Jacobs has been on the show dozens of times. J.J. Curry just worked a weekend with me, and he's a good pal of mine. I guarantee I can get him on. Absolutely.
Cam is really funny.
Cam Bertrand.
Stephen Henry. Yeah.
Cam Bertrand Henry's might be really too funny. Big of a star for us now. He's been on several times with us. Stephen Henry has been in studio with us. Absolutely. He's a good guy, too. Man, David, do you do Lane comedy? How do you know all these guys?
Yeah, I dabble. I've tried a few times. Like I don't know. I'm off and on with it, but I definitely enjoy going to open mics a lot, and I just love comedy, so I go as much as I can.
Well, dude, pop into one of my shows so we can meet in person, man. Maybe I'll let you get up and do 3 minutes.
Well, I appreciate that, but I definitely have been to two of your shows, but I will continue to go see you as well.
All right, buddy. Well, let's hang out next time. Let's have a beer and hug and be awkward.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.